Doyle made his remarks in front of a Madison fire station, flanked by firefighters, police officers, and city leaders who don't like the GOP budget. Republicans want to put sharp limits on the property taxes that fund police and fire, and they'd also set aside less money than Democrats to share with local governments. Doyle called the GOP plan extreme and irresponsible, and says it's time for lawmakers to work on a budget he can sign.
The key here isn't so much the process. The key is get real about this thing. I mean, you just can't... You can't pass a budget that, as the Assembly did, that just cuts everything in the world.
Doyle met with Republican Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch and Democratic Senate Majority Leader Judy Robson before talking with reporters. He says he's encouraged that they're talking to each other and everybody's on cordial terms. Doyle says he's open to working with them on a compromise, but the final draft of a budget can't include much of what the governor called the GOP's wish list. This includes lots of stuff that doesn't have much to do with state finances, like requiring a photo ID at the polls and eliminating straight ticket voting.
The Republicans, I mean, we're refighting every single battle that's ever been fought in this state over the last 5 years with all the policy. So they're going to have to get rid of all that stuff.
Doyle would not say whether Senate Democrats should get rid of a $15 billion universal health care plan they added to their budget. The governor has never endorsed the idea. Legislative leaders say they could sit down at a conference table to start discussing a budget compromise as early as next week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.